This is the project of pH Unbalanced. But hey, before we start this, let's start with the word of the day, kids. The word of the day is existential. And whenever you hear the word, kids, we're all going to say together, Now, back to the basics. Physics, as physicists believe, is the fundamental science in that it deals with all other sciences. Where most sciences concentrate on various aspects of natural phenomena, physics deals with a wide range, and it focuses on the basic aspects of matter and energy, which also deal with most sciences.
So, Deshaun, how can you relate physics to other sciences?
Well, I can give you an example. One example of this is the Big Bang Theory as it relates both astronomy and physics. Well, the Big Bang Theory is...
Deshaun, what you know about that?
pH Unbalanced knows about that.
Isn't the Big Bang Theory just a quick explanation of how the universe formed?
Actually, the Big Bang Theory states that the universe emerged from a moment in time from a very dense and hot state of matter about 13.7 billion years ago.
Wow! So when did the Big Bang Theory actually come about?
The Big Bang Theory actually came about in the 1950s, which is considered to be during the transition from modern thought to postmodern thought.
It is believed that this transition to postmodern thought occurred during the 20th century, but there is no exact time period in which it was defined.
The theory is trying to develop an explanation for how the universe was created. It specifically addresses the development and existence of dark matter and dark energy.
So how does it tie into existential thought? Sorry!
The desire to explain and give a rational reason as to where the universe came from, despite living in an irrational universe, is considered to be existential thought.
So along with the reason we gave as to how the universe was formed, we persist in trying to explain how and why the universe continues to expand.
So Michelle, doesn't the Big Bang Theory have something to do with Bloom's taxonomy?
Well, to figure out the Big Bang Theory, we used the levels of Bloom's taxonomy, which is the classification of the different objectives and skills. There are three domains to it: affective, psychomotor, and cognitive.
So what are the six levels of cognitive domain?
Well, the first one is knowledge. You can ask a question like, what is the Big Bang Theory? The second one is comprehension. That is, knowing what is being communicated, one can demonstrate their understanding of facts and ideas by organizing, comparing, translating, giving descriptions, and stating main ideas. The third one is application. This is where you use new knowledge, solving problems to new situations by applying your acquired knowledge. The fourth one is analysis. This one is breaking information into parts to make it clear. The fifth one is synthesis, putting information together in a different way to propose different solutions. And the sixth level is evaluation, when one makes judgments about information.
So how are these important?
Well, the goal of Bloom's taxonomy is to encourage critical thinking and create a more holistic form of education.
Hey, Michelle, those steps of the cognitive domain sound a lot like critical thinking.
Explain yourself, Mari.
When one is asked what information is most important to this argument, they must begin to use critical thinking skills to resourcefully answer the question.
Interesting.
How can you tell which information is the most important to an argument if you don't comprehend all of the information that is presented to you? By using critical thinking skills, you will not only establish what information is most pertinent, you will have also established evidence to support this.
Please continue.
In order to critically think efficiently, one must follow those steps in order from knowledge of the topic to analysis.
You know, Mari, the problem-solving method is dependent on your critical thinking skills that you just explained.
Really? How is that so, Monica?
Well, first, you have to evaluate the problem, and in doing so, you have to observe the situation and the facts. You can test the result, or test to make sure that your facts are valid, which is the inferences portion from the critical thinking skills. From this, you can come up with an ideal solution by making assumptions and having an opinion. You consider different options and make arguments for your opinions, and then finally, evaluate the positive and negative consequences, which is the critical analysis of your solution. Now you can tackle that problem at hand.
Oh, man, I'm so
finally, you guys.
Done.
We're done.
Good job.
Thank goodness.
Man, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor. What about you, Janika?
You know what? That's a good idea. I think I want to be a doctor also. Michelle, what do you want to do?
I want to be a doctor too. How about you, Caitlin?
I actually want to be a physical therapist.
Go kinesiology!
Yeah, Mari.
It's all about athletic training, though. It's all about working with the athletes.
Yo, Janika, you know what I'm saying? Since we about to go home, why don't you shoot me the number?
No, Deshaun. That's it. I'm sick and tired of this.
Sick and tired of this? I was just trying to get the number to make you feel good about yourself. My knee!
You still want my number now?
Hell no! Ow, my knee!
Okay, wait. Let's all evaluate the situation.
It's swollen. I can't move it.
Well, wait. Should we call 911?
No, let's just put some ice on it and call it a day.
You're
fine.
You're crazy. Look at it. It's swelling up. We need to call 911.
Guys, let's call 911 because it's the ideal solution to let the professionals handle the situation.
Okay, so let's consider the different options. If we take him to the ER ourselves,
then we're going to have to listen to his whiny ass the whole way there.
Ow!
And we could injure him more.
So should we call an ambulance, you guys?
Yeah, he'll get there faster and be processed quicker.
Okay, let's put this plan into action. I'm calling 911 right now.
This plan is Estes Central!